Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp. The secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Wednesday, October 1st, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And it's Red October. It is time. October already. Crazy. First month of the season over, training camp over. Now it's Phillies time. Go follow the High Hopes pod. They're going to be crushing it every day. They're going to be calling the game tonight from Citizens Bank for the Inter Squad, however it is you say it. So very exciting times. But this is an Eagles podcast, and it's an exciting time with the Eagles as well in two very different ways. In one way, they're 4-0. They're one of only two undefeated teams in the league, and they're putting themselves in very good position to once again have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. The other exciting time is it's A.J. Brown Day. Today should be the day where we hear from A.J. Brown. And I say should because it's not guaranteed. But my guess is later today, A.J. Brown will likely speak to the media for the first time since the Buccaneers game and for the first time since he sent that tweet out. So what's on the schedule for today? Well, 12:10, Nick Sirianni will speak to the media. Probably not as many A.J. questions today. He already talked on Monday about it. Not really sure what else there is to ask him about it, but I'm sure there'll be one or two. At 3:10, practice will begin, assuming AJ will be out there, but other players to keep an eye on. Lane Johnson, obviously Landon Dickerson, I think every week. We'll have a practice report for you on tomorrow's podcast, but if you want to follow along with who is out there and who is not, 3:10 is a good time for you to check in on your phone, as there will be tweets from everyone, but me as well, saying who is practicing. And then 4:45, the locker room opens, and we're going to probably hear from AJ. The last few times there's been this type of controversy around him and like him talking, he's talked right away. So if you want to follow and see what AJ is going to say, I'd recommend opening your phone up around 4:45. And then Jalen Hurts press conference around that time as well, in between 4:45 and 5:30. He'll be asked about the AJ tweet for the first time too. So should be an exciting day for content regarding AJ as we take the next step in this journey that is the AJ Brown tweet. Injury report, we'll get one, have a better sense of it later today. Obviously, we talked about in yesterday's pod, but Obo Okoronkwo out for the year with a torn tricep. You have to wonder if they're going to make a move at edge sometime soon because they're just missing bodies there. Vic Fangio talked about it on Tuesday and said, you know, he's sure that if they need someone, Howie will go get them. Said he likes who they have now, but they are dropping bodies there. So Obo Okoronkwo out for the year. And then as I mentioned, in terms of practice, Lane Johnson, we will see if he is out there today. Big day for Adoree Jackson to see if Kelee Ringo is going to hold on to that job and see how much practice Kelee does today. So from an injury perspective, that's what you should keep an eye out for today. All right, let's get into what the coordinators had to say on Tuesday. And as you might imagine, a lot of questions for Kevin Petullo about AJ Brown. So we're going to play a few of them. You know, I'm not going to play you every single answer he had about AJ, but I did think, you know, there were a few interesting comments from him. So the first one, you know, was just respond to the AJ tweet. And then there was a follow-up question as well. So here's the first two things that Petullo had to say about AJ Brown.
How did you approach your communication with AJ Brown and handling his perspective?
AJ and I have a great relationship. Just throughout the years, you know, being here, we spent a lot of time together. So, you know, as far as communication and getting to him, you know, him and I have had no problem. And I know where, you know, his heart is, where he lies. He wants to win. So he feels like he can do everything and anything to help us at all times. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, him and I are in a good spot.
As a former passing game coordinator and wide receiver coach, is there something inherent about the wide receiver position where it's dependent on targets to contribute, where it makes it a little bit different to manage?
You know, that is a very unique position, right? Coaching both quarterbacks and receivers and being around those guys for a long time. You know, the receivers, there's so many different values that they add, right? There's a lot of role players within that room. There's guys that are the alpha males that are, you know, your target guys. And then there's guys that, you know, they can impact games just by something happening and by clearing a route out. So I think when you go into games, you know, those guys all want to impact it because they can, right? They can make one play and flip the script really, really fast within a game. So it's a fun group, right? Those guys are usually the guys that are the lively guys and excited and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, when you're around those guys, you feel their energy and you know they can change the game, right? You look around the NFL, that's a lot of those groups are like that.
So I feel like I'm beating a dead horse here. I don't love that expression. I feel like I'm, you know, making the same point again and again with this. But I, you know, I get that people are going to believe what they want to believe. People are, and I think correctly, sometimes we'll just assume, well, they're just saying that, right? Because there are times where they're just saying that. And there might be some times this week where I say that this person's just saying that. But when Kevin Petullo says he has a good relationship with AJ, I believe it. And when he says he communicates with him all the time, I believe it. And so when he talks about, you know, the fact he communicates with them, like, that's an important thing to note, because remember in that tweet, the infamous tweet AJ sent out, he brings up communication. Like, if you're not being listened to, right? The coaches are listening to AJ Brown. They're talking to AJ Brown. So yeah, I think it's pretty obvious he wasn't about the coaches. I talked about that with James on the pod that's in your feed. But Petullo is saying he has a good relationship with him and that they talk a lot and that, you know, the focus is to get him the ball. Like, that's all true. Like, you think they're in these coaches meetings sitting down and being like, all right, what can we do to get Jahan Dotson the ball? Like, no, they look at the defense, they figure out what they think they can run, what Jalen likes, and they work the number one priority in that after those things is getting AJ the ball. So I believe, I mean, Petullo knows it, for him to get a head coaching job, for him to win another Super Bowl ring, for him to be a successful coordinator, he has to get AJ the ball. And for what it's worth, he has to have a good relationship with AJ, right? So with Nick and how good he is with relationships, I'd imagine Petullo, similar fashion and what he values. So I do believe him when he says he has a good relationship with AJ Brown. And I believe that from things AJ has said and from talking to AJ about it. So I think they're good. Now, a common criticism that I've read online from, you know, all 22 people that I respect, from national analysts that I respect, is AJ's running the same route again and again and again. That AJ is just running, you know, one of three routes, right? So I asked Kevin Petullo about that, and here's what he had to say.
Been a lot of focus on the kind of routes AJ has run this year. Are you using him differently than you have in past years? And do you agree with, you know, some of the criticism that he's running the same route a lot?
I think at times, if you look through the first four games, he's been doing some different stuff. And sometimes, you know, we've talked about it before, sometimes the ball finds him and sometimes it doesn't, you know. So going into every game, you plan on making sure he, you know, he's the primary and moving around and doing stuff for him. And if it doesn't go his way, you know, that means usually we're on rhythm or something good's happening. Jalen's reading it out and it's going to other guys, and that can happen. So I think when you go into it, you know, you just want to make sure, like, hey, he's the guy, we're going through him, and if it happens, it happens, and you just...
So did it really answer it? Like, I didn't expect him to say, well, you know, in 2024, he ran eight different routes, and this year he has run those same eight routes. But I do think that they are using AJ similar to how they've used him in the past. And again, like, you could hear it in there. Their priority is to get AJ the ball. They know AJ can run all the routes. They know what AJ is good at. In fact, when they acquired AJ, one of the first things Nick Sirianni talked about with AJ, not with AJ, but talked about acquiring AJ was, you know, when you acquire a player, you look and see what he's good at and how you can build that into your offense. So they're doing things they think AJ can do well, much like they run plays they think Jalen can run well. Now, the difference is, I would say, is that the plays Jalen can run, I believe, are prioritized. And then from there, it's like, all right, well, then how can we fit the rest of the players in? Which makes sense. Like, every team builds their offense around the quarterback. So what I would love to do, and I would love, like, if there's someone listening to this that does that this type of thing, maybe I'll ask somebody to do it, like, to compare their offense in 2022, 23, 24, and then this year. Because they've had successful offenses, 22, 23, 24. Like, they've had successful offenses. They've scored points. AJ's been an all-pro or second-team all-pro, pro bowler. Like, they've had success. So I feel like when the offense isn't playing well, people lean on, well, something must have changed. Like, no, the players just aren't executing well. But I would love to hear a breakdown of why, of comparing AJ's route usage in 2023, 24, 25 versus the routes that he's running now. Maybe I'm wrong. And if I am, I'd love to have that piece of information. But I would just, I would love to know it. So next up, Kevin Petullo was asked about the running game, and which is obviously has not been good so far this year. So Petullo was asked about it, and here's what he had to say.
What's your concern level over the running game through four games?
You know, it's funny. I know a lot of the guys have talked about it too. We've been so close on so many runs. And I still think we're still trying to feel our way out, you know, as far as who we are. Each game, you know, especially this first four, right, we had so much history with these teams, so they know our personnel. They know a lot of things that we've done in the past, so you're trying to feel out, like, okay, this has been good against them in the past. Is it still? Do we need to do things new? So I think there's still a feeling out process, and we've been really close. Stout does an unbelievable job with the O-line. You know, the guys are so good on game day about communication with me. Saquon's been unbelievable, and I know they're wanting it to happen so bad, but at the same time, we just don't want to, you don't want to force it, because you don't want to have, like, okay, we got to hit some home runs. But at times when we need to run it, we've done a decent job of picking up yards in critical moments. It happened the other day in a few spots where we kind of needed some yards. We ran the ball a little bit. It happened, you know, throughout the second half. We needed some yards in the Rams game just because we were on the ball so much. So I think when we need it, we've had it. We just got to continue to look at, okay, where is this going? And what, it looks different, right? Each year looks different. So I think that's a piece of it too.
So I thought he made an interesting point in there about the familiar opponents they faced. And I hadn't really thought about it, but as you prepare and, you know, I start to study up on the Denver Broncos, and we'll begin to preview them today. It does highlight how, you know, familiar and how I've been to talking about the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Bucks, the Rams. Like, they just played all those teams. So I think there's something to that, right? When you've played a team a few times in a year, when you've played a team, you know, within the last 10 games you've played or whatever, there probably is, like, a more difficult part of scheming against them and seeing how it works. Now, the Broncos would be a good test, because the Broncos are a good defense. They have a very good pass defense. So, like, it is going to be a good test for them. But in terms of the running game, I do think there is part of that. Now, I would encourage you to listen to the Jordan Mailata show. It'll be in the feed today. And maybe I'm over leaning on this. Like, I could be, for sure. I could be wrong. But when the offensive linemen continually tell me, it's us, it's us, it's us, we're messing up the blocks, we're one away, we're having communication issues, like, I tend to believe them. Now, I will say, this was the first week where I started to look up, like, some of the advanced numbers on Saquon and just, like, some of his stats. And for the stats where I would say they're like, you want running backs to be difference making players, like stats that show, like stats that don't really take into account the offensive line play, Saquon's not super high on those. In fact, if you look at yards, if you look at contact yards after contact per attempt, Saquon, according to Pro Football Focus, is dead last in the league. He's averaging 2.13 yards after contact. Dead last. For number, to put that in perspective, the top running back in the league, Chris Rodriguez Jr. for Washington. Now, he's done it on less attempts, for sure, but 4.78 attempts. And then if you go to, like, you know, guys that have touched the ball a ton, that have, like, Saquon has 94 carries. If you look at guys that have touched it all around 70 or more times, he's obviously still dead last, and his yards after contact is still still not good. Like, it just stacks up really poorly. So you look at that, he's dead last in that. You look at forced missed tackles, he's dead last in that. Obviously, total yards after contact, he's dead last in that. So, like, he just hasn't, while I don't, to the eye, I think he's looked okay, the numbers just don't back up that he's looked okay. And I referenced this in the pod, but, like, the stat about the time it takes from when he touches the ball for him to get to the line of scrimmage, he's a quarter second slower this year than he was last year. Yeah, a quarter second, you can argue that's nitpicking, but, like, it shows a slower initial burst than he had last season. So I thought this past game was the first one where it really hurt them that they couldn't run the ball. And I do still think there are a lot of compounding factors here. But, man, like, Saquon is not stacking up well a month into the season on numbers where he was really good at them last year. Like, again, the yards after contact, if you look at last season, yards after contact for Saquon Barkley, again, this year, dead last at 2.13. Last year, he was 3.32. And where did that stack up? 3.32 was, and I'm going to take out the, 3.32 was 12th out of 50th. So he's 12th out of 50th last year, 50th out of 50 this year. So the running game definitely has to pick up. I'm not fully ready to say Saquon has taken a step back, but the numbers, their numbers are starting to indicate it. Like, without question, the numbers are starting to indicate it. All right, let's get into what Vic Fangio had to say. So Vic Fangio, I'll say this, like, super, super, super short today. Super short. Like, it must have been a record for the least amount of words said in a press conference, and perhaps a record for the most questions asked in a press conference. Because when you're only saying two words per question, like, it's not going to take... you're going to have to ask a lot of questions because you're not taking up much time. So I'll try to play some ones where he at least, like, was a little talkative. And one of those was on Kelee Ringo and what he saw. Now, he did say Kelee was good. There's some things he could work on. Now a test will see, you know, can he get better and improve upon the things he needs to work on? But he gave a little more detail about Kelee, and here's what he had to say.
How do you think Kelee held up?
Huh?
How do you think Kelee held up?
Good. Thought he did good. I mean, he can be better. The true test for him will be to see how he improves. But overall, did good.
Would you like to, like, keep him there even when Adoree's healthy?
It's possible.
Yeah, I thought Kelee played well. I thought it was a good first showing for Kelee in the 2025 season. Fangio did say that, you know, he was asked about if he could win the job, and he said possibly. We'll see if Adoree is ready to go this week. I wouldn't guarantee or feel very confident he's going to be ready. We'll see what he does today during practice. But I think Kelee, like, it's better for the team if Kelee holds on to the job. Obviously, you want the best player to hold on to the job. But if you can get Kelee Ringo to play at a level where he's the best corner they have on the roster besides Quinione Cooper, that's good for the long-term future of this team. So an encouraging first game for Kelee Ringo. Now, you want to talk about the best corner on the team and someone that might be the best corner in the entire NFL. Quinyon Mitchell. I thought live watching it was true. I thought rewatching it was true. I think it might be the best game Quinyon has played in an Eagles uniform. And I feel good in that opinion because Vic Fangio agreed with it as well. So here is Fangio on Quinyon Mitchell.
What have you seen from Quinyon in his year two so far?
Good. I thought he played very well the other day. I told him I think it was his best game since he's been here. He played well.
Yeah, I thought Quinyon was unbelievable. Like, he had the attitude you wanted. He made tons of plays. The Buccaneers went after him a ton, which was surprising, and he didn't give up anything in those plays. So Quinyon, man, like, You know, we talk so much about Jalen Carter being a generational talent. He's going to be able to write a blank check and all that. Quinion might be the best player on the defense, especially with Jalen Carter taking a bit of a step back this year so far, at least. Zach Bond, obviously a great player, but he's older. I'm talking about more like younger guys. I think Quinion is unbelievable. With the Eagles playing Patrick Surtain this weekend, I mean, the two best corners in the NFL might be on the field this Sunday at the link. So he's been everything the Eagles could hope for and more since drafting him. And credit to Howie, you know, there were a lot of corners in that draft, a lot of corners from big-time programs. I obviously, for those that remember, like, I liked Kool-Aid McKinstry. I liked Nate Wiggins. And Quinion has clearly become the best corner in that class. So the other thing that Fangio was asked about was the return into Kobe Dean. So we'll find out, you know, today, by the time you're listening to this, we might already have the answer on if N'Kobe is going to practice. His practice window can be open today. Talking to him last week, I had the interview with him in the pod. It sounds like he's ready to go. Like, I'd be pretty surprised if N'Kobe doesn't practice today, especially just opening up his practice window. But then the next question is, how are they going to use him? So Vic Fangio was asked about the idea of playing N'Kobe Dean at linebacker and, you know, moving Jahad Campbell to edge. And here is what Vic Fangio had to say.
What will you haven't yet, but what will you look for N'Kobe's eligible to come back here? Is he ready in your mind? What have you seen? And how would you describe what he did for this team last year?
Well, he played great last year. Besides being the signal caller guy and being a leader, you can't be a leader if you don't play good. And he played great for us last year. As far as where he's at now, you know, either this week or next week, he'll start his practice window.
Yeah, so I don't think that's going to happen. But it's a really tough spot. Like, because if you think about Vic Jahad, how well he's played, and the fact that he was a first-round pick, they're not going to let Vic take Campbell off the field. Now, Vic has a lot of say, obviously, but Jahad Campbell's not coming off the field. He's an unbelievable player. He's super athletic. He can do things N'Kobe can't. He's forcing turnovers. The question really is just, will they move Jahad around to get N'Kobe on the field, or are they just going to keep it as is? Because Campbell could line up on the edge. Now, I don't think Vic feels he's ready, but I think it's something they could potentially do if they think he's better at it in practice and maybe give it a shot. But yeah, feel bad for N'Kobe because it's just a very, very tough spot he finds himself in. All right, so finally, Vic Fangio wrapped the press conference up first he started it by saying magic number's 11, shout out Phillies. And then he ended it by saying, unprompted, he goes, you know what you guys missed? And then he went on a bit of a rant about special teams and the kicking footballs that they are using this year.
You know what you guys have missed, not just you, but everybody, is, you know, we gave up a 65-yard field goal and a 58-yard field goal. These kicking balls that they changed this year have drastically changed the kicking game, field goals in particular. So it's almost like they need an asterisk here, like it was the live ball error, or the asterisk for those home runs Bonds and Sosa and McGuire were hitting. You know, the way they've changed the ball, the NFL, the kicking ball, has drastically changed the field goals.
Is the shape different?
No, the kicking balls, and you can ask Clay about it when he gets in here, but in years past, the officials would rub them down or other people would rub them down and you play with them. Now the balls are in-house all week and they kick those balls that they've had and nobody else touches them. I mean, the guy in Dallas is going to hit a 70-plus yarder this year. You can just book it.
Does it change the way you call?
Yeah, I mean, who thought they would hit a 65-yarder the other day? So it's drastically changed the game, the kicking game, and the field goal. Guys have longer range than they used to. Kind of like Brady Anderson with the Orioles. And we went from 15 homers to 50 in 1 year.
He used performance-enhancing drugs.
I am insinuating.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ben still your home run champion?
He is. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, it reminded me a little bit of like when you're at a Thanksgiving table and your grandpa goes like, hey, you know what people haven't been talking about? And then name something that literally everybody's talking about. I think the kicking footballs have been a big topic this year and how much longer kickers are able to make kicks. And basically a difference this year is the kickers get to kick with the ball throughout the week heading into the game. They get to kind of massage them so they can get them ready to go. That wasn't always the case that before. They just used to get them on game day. So that's why they've been able to kick the footballs further, especially for field goals. But what's interesting about it is it does change how you play defense because, you know, basically you get to the 50, the offense, and you're playing to stop a field goal. Before, that wasn't really the case. So I think that Vangio probably came to the podium like prepared to basically talk about how that Buccaneers kicker made a 63 or 64 yard field goal or whatever it is. No one asked him, and he wanted to go out there and you know, talk about it. So when Vic has something on his mind, I'll make sure you guys hear it. All right, on the other side, we're going to begin our preview of this game talking about the Eagles wide receivers, a much talked about unit this week, against the Buccaneers, the Broncos secondary. So we'll get into that on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby. Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so a tough week for the Eagles to feel like they need to turn around their passing game. Now, their passing game was good in the first half, obviously, against the Buccaneers, but has been well documented. Zero completions in the second half against the Buccaneers. And of course, as a result, AJ sends the tweet. And once again, the passing game is a focus of attention this week. And we'll hear from AJ, hopefully, later today. But the tough thing about the AJ drama and the passing game drama is that if you're the Denver Broncos, you are just salivating at the idea of the Eagles trying to force the ball to AJ Brown to make him happy. Because if I'm the Broncos, I'm putting Patrick Surtain on AJ Brown and I'm having him follow him. I'm having Surtain follow AJ everywhere. And I'm daring the Eagles to force the ball to AJ Brown. Because Patrick Surtain, look, AJ is an elite player. AJ can win one-on-one against Patrick Surtain. But it is not a good week to have to feel like you need to get the ball to A.J. Brown, because the Denver Broncos pass defense, it's one of the best in the NFL. So we're going to take a look at their pass defense, talk about some matchups and some of the problems that they present this year. So first up, the Broncos pass defense, very, very good. They're sixth in net yards attempt allowed this season. Per pass attempt, they were second last year. They're ninth in total passing yards allowed this year. So they have a top 10 secondary. You could argue a top 5 secondary, but they have a really, really good pass defense. And obviously that starts with a good pass rush and a good defensive coordinator and all those things. Like, but they just have good players, and it's hard to pass the ball against the Broncos. Like, that's like the simplistic way to put it. Teams have not had a ton of success passing the ball against the Denver Broncos. Now, it helps. They played like a trash quarterback in Cincinnati with Jake Browning playing. Like, you know, I get that. But ultimately, last year, they were the second best pass defense in the NFL in net yards attempt per allowed. And yeah, so there are challenges this week for sure in moving the ball. And of course, those challenges start with Patrick Surtain. Patrick Surtain, who ironically, our good buddy Jack Fritz 2 years ago tweeted out, would you trade AJ Brown for Patrick Surtain? So things certainly come full circle with AJ going up against Surtain this week and needing a good game emotionally. But Patrick Surtain, there's like young kids listening to this, you never know. In case you're a young kid who doesn't know a ton about Patrick Surtain or someone that's just getting into football, Patrick Surtain is arguably the best corner in the entire NFL. 6'2", 202 pounds, defensive player of the year last year, two-time first team All-Pro 2022 and 2024, three-time Pro Bowler 2022 through 2024. He lines up all over the field, and he's done that again this year. He travels with elite receivers all the time. He's played 117 snaps on the right, 104 snaps on the left, and 27 snaps in the nickel. So he will go wherever your best receiver is going. Will the Broncos definitely have him follow AJ? I don't know for sure, but I would think there's a pretty good chance because he's that good. And over the last 3 years, he's arguably been the best corner in the NFL. And again, AJ is an awesome receiver. So, you know, saying you have Surtain on AJ doesn't mean AJ can't win. It's not like the days of the Eagles having bad receivers. And it's like, well, whoever Surtain is on, just forget that because he can't beat him. AJ can win one-on-one against Patrick Surtain, or at least he's shown in the past he's able to do that. You know, physically, we'll see where AJ is at. But that's the issue, is that if you're the Eagles and you're dropping back and you're Jalen and you feel a need to get the ball to AJ, or you're calling plays for AJ because you need to get him the ball, and Patrick Surtain's there. So that's a tough matchup for the Eagles this week. Patrick Surtain, look, we don't know for sure he'll follow him, but if he does, that's tough. If he doesn't, well, Riley Moss is the other corner. And Riley Moss is someone you would hope AJ's still able to get plenty of separation on it to get open. So Riley Moss, third round pick in 2023, didn't start right away, but started 14 games last year, started all their games this year. Because of the way Surtain moves around, Moss also moves around. Riley Moss, not that good. Was one of the worst corner covers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Corners in the NFL last year, has been better this year, and obviously with a good pass defense, it's hard to call him like a true weak link. But this is the matchup you want. Like, if Surtain is not going to follow AJ, you try to get AJ across from Riley Moss, you line him up there. And that's the good thing about the Eagles receivers, is they do line up all over. AJ lines up in the slot, Devontae lines up in the slot, Jahan Dotson lines up on the outside and in the slot. Like, they all move up all over, so you're able to get AJ on Riley Moss if Surtain's not following him. And funny fact, Riley Moss, you know, for all the attention the exciting whites get in Philadelphia with Cooper DeJean, a white corner also out of Iowa. So two starting white corners out of Iowa in this week's game. So one set of corners, the best corners in the NFL, arguably, in Quinyon Mitchell and Patrick Surtain. The other set of corners, Cooper, one of the best corners in the NFL as well, but the two starting white corners in the NFL. So I'm sure Twitter will have some fun with that one. But yeah, Riley Moss is the matchup you want. You know, if Surtain is going to follow AJ, then it could be a big game for Devontae, and we'll see how that goes over. But like, Devontae should get lots of targets if it's Riley Moss against him. Now, in the slot, they have Jaquan McMillan, a 2022 UDFA. He won the job in 2023, has started ever since. He's a good player, like good player. So if Patrick Surtain is not following AJ, you know, AJ in the slot, it's still a tough matchup. Not as tough as Patrick Surtain, but a good matchup for the Broncos as well. And when Jahan Dotson and Devontae Smith are in there, then you feel, you know, they should win the matchup, but they don't have like, the Broncos don't have like a trash nickel or anything like that. Like, Jaquan McMillan is a good player. So you look at the Broncos secondary, and of the three corners that play, Patrick Surtain, Riley Moss, and Jaquan McMillan, obviously Surtain's elite. Jaquan McMillan's a good player, and Riley Moss is a young player that's improving. Now, they have good safeties as well. Brandon Jones is one of the best safeties in the NFL. He was a fifth best cover safety in the NFL last year. He moves all around. He plays predominantly free safety, but he'll move all around. And then Hufanga, who they signed this offseason from the 49ers, all-pro, Pro Bowl player in 2022, and was still pretty good in 23, has only been okay this year. But between him, Brandon Jones, Patrick Surtain, Jaquan McMillan, like, the Broncos have a very talented secondary. I think you could argue this might be the best secondary they've gone up against this year. I think it's better than the Buccaneers secondary. It's better than the Cowboys secondary. I think it's better than the Rams secondary. And then the Chiefs will be interesting because of Trent McDuffie. But Patrick Surtain, I think, is better than Trent McDuffie. So arguably the best secondary they're going up against. I mean, statistically, it's the best secondary they are going up against. So in a week where you want to get AJ the ball, in a week where you want to get the passing game going, it's tough to have to, line up there against the Denver Broncos. But that's why the Eagles should be the Eagles. And that's why with all that talent, they should still be able to move the ball. So we will get more into this game as the week goes on. But go out, enjoy your Wednesday. And of course, I'll talk to you guys later. So until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.